It came down to a vote in the U.S. House of Representatives on Tuesday night. The Senate had already passed a temporary fix to the fiscal cliff, but the House had to approve that plan and for the president to sign it and make it law. When the votes were counted, representatives had voted 257 to 167 to approve the plan. It's not perfect. Many lawmakers don't like it. For one thing, it doesn't reduce government spending, something that'll need to get done in order to reduce the debt. It does raise taxes on families that make more than $450,000 a year. It's the first federal income tax hike since 1993. And it does put off some other tax raises and automatic government spending cuts that would have happened if no agreement had been made. But if the government had done this for a grade, it wouldn't be an A. It wouldn't really be an F. It'd be an incomplete. Christine Romans explains why.
Part of the fiscal cliff was averted, but there are two big issues not addressed in the bill. The spending cuts or the sequester, that issue is delayed 2 months. Two, there's nothing about the debt ceiling in this bill either. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner says the government has officially reached its limit, its $16.394 trillion debt limit. Some analysts are warning that the gridlock in Washington is what could cause us even worse, more problems. Stephen Englander at CityFX said, quote, the process was so chaotic and the outcome so unsatisfactory that we're likely to see a further U.S. downgrade at some point. All this drama in Washington could well put the brakes on Wall Street. Christine Romans, CNN, New York.
Is this legit? Article 1 of the U.S. Constitution focuses on the powers of the presidency. Not true. Article 1 is all about the powers of Congress.
There's a new Congress in town, the 113th Congress of the United States. It's getting started today. All 435 voting members of the U.S. House of Representatives were elected last November. Representatives serve two-year terms, and they're chosen in even-numbered years. The more people a state has living in it, the more representatives it has in Congress. And in the 113th Congress, the House is controlled by Republicans, who hold 234 seats. Democrats have 201 seats. Things are different in the Senate. There are 100 senators there, two for each state. And they serve six-year terms, so only about a third of their seats were up for election in November. Democrats have control of the Senate with 53 seats. Republicans have 45 seats. And two seats are independent, though the independents usually vote with the Democrats. Some of the top priorities of the new Congress, a longer-term solution to the fiscal cliff, as we talked about, getting federal money to victims of Hurricane Sandy, and generally figuring out what the government spends money on. With Democrats in control of the Senate and the presidency and Republicans in control of the House, you can see it's going to take compromise to get legislation passed.